Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Most of you may not sell your homes anytime soon. You may have no interest in moving. You listen to WMAL because you love the people on WMAL. You trust them to look out for you. I've discovered that 95% of you will not move out of your homes. You will stay in your house and won't want to move, and you'll have to come out in a box because that's what you tell me. So I decided that since some of you, the majority of you, won't move, perhaps I need to give you some information that would be helpful in the process of living well, aging in place, as it's called. And so I'm creating a guide, which has not been finished, so don't ask for it. But it's going to incorporate a lot of information that comes out of the right-sizing guide and then explodes that, which is how can I get rid of my stuff and enjoy the home that I'm in more without giving up the house itself? I want to age in place. I want to get connected with other people in my community. Next week, I'll speak at the Potomac Community Village in Potomac, Maryland. Now, villages are springing up around the country, and it's not a physical location. It's a general area where people who live in that general village, let's say in D.C., there are different villages, and in Virginia there are, as well as in Bethesda and Chevy Chase and so on. These are essentially a group of people who all live in a general area who come together, and they all commit to giving $500 or $1,000 to join this group, and they share responsibility in providing different sets of services for each other. In a sense, kind of joining a family and provide services to care for each other. Different than the continuing care option, where you're actually in the care of the place that you live. You actually live in a village. You join a village. So the right-sizing guide tackles the big issue that people who are right-sizing by downsizing the house and moving, and those who stay where they are, may foresee, and that is getting rid of their stuff. So today on Senior Moments, we are going to cover the downsizing process that the Vapids go through as Mr. Vapids decided to let go of his stuff and move on to, in this case, a retirement community.
Well, look at that.
What?
And it still works. This is the typewriter we got you in junior high. I don't see the case anywhere. I bet you wonder where that went.
I had little doubt it was here somewhere.
I told you it was important to take our time. We might have accidentally thrown this away. I bet your girls can use it.
Dad, my girls have access to our wireless printer. They can type whatever they want on the family computer, their laptops, their tablets, even their phones, and print anything they want.
You can't throw away a perfectly good typewriter.
Sure I can. I don't need it anymore.
What if you lose power?
I have a generator.
Do you know how much it cost?
Do you know how much it's worth?
We can donate it.
I'm sure we can. Come on, Dad. We've got mountains of this stuff we've got to get through. We can't pick up every item and take it with us down memory lane.
All right. In the giveaway box.
Dad, you know you're avoiding these books here.
Books don't take up a lot of room.
One book doesn't take up a lot of room. 12,000 books take up a lot of room. You don't need all these books. Even if you read one a day for the rest of your life, you'd be about 130 before you finish them.
And then I could start reading them all again.
I bought you a tablet last Christmas. You can download the books you want to reread.
I'm not going to pay for books I already own.
You don't have to get rid of all your books. Pick the ones you want to reread, and let's donate the rest to the Friends of the Library. They will resell them and give the profits to the library. Everyone wins.
I've picked the ones I want to reread. This wall full, and this wall full, and this wall full, and the ones in the side shelf. And...
Dad.
Oh, I know, I know. Your mother gave me most of these.
I know, Dad. And she was always the first one to give something away when it wasn't being used anymore.
Yes.
This box is the amount of space you have. Fill it with the books you want to keep. Everything else, we donate.
I don't need any books. I can just spend the rest of my life watching game shows.
Great. We can use this box for something else then.
That was self-pity, Tommy. Can't you pick up on subtle social cues?
Books. Box.
Okay.
Sweet. I didn't know you had a banjo.
There's a lot of things you don't know. Give me that thing.
When did you learn to do that?
When I was 13.
13? I don't remember you playing banjo.
I couldn't afford a banjo. I had to pay your college bills. I picked it up again a few years ago. But it can go. I certainly don't have room for a banjo.
You can't get rid of your banjo. You play banjo. How cool is that?
I don't need a banjo.
Dad, you've got to keep the banjo.
You can have the banjo.
Really? But I don't know how to play it.
Bring it over when you visit and I'll give you lessons.
Are you kidding?
Here, stick it in the box marked Tommy and let's keep him sorting.
How do you hold your right hand?
Tommy, lessons after we're finished sorting.
We can't sort all this today. Why don't we take a break and you can show me how to play some of those riffs you just did.
How's it going?
Great! Check it out! Dad gave me his banjo!
Wonderful. Whose house are you going to use for practicing it?
Come on. I think I'm a natural.
He's going to practice at my new place. But we'll never get into the new place until we clear out this mess.
Tommy, you weren't getting distracted, were you?
It's hard to keep him focused. You know that. But I keep cracking the whip and we'll get through it. You don't need a perfect manual typewriter, do you? Tommy wants to give it away.
Give it away? Those things are collector's items now. They're all the rage. I saw one appraised for over $400. We'll take it and see if we can sell it at consignment.
Really?
Very much in vogue. They're worth their weight in gold. Do you have a box for stuff that is coming home with us?
Over there with the other boxes. Donate, Tommy, trash, and keep.
Wait a minute. They're all empty. You guys have been at this for hours. What have you been...
This is a slow process. It's important to take our time. We might have accidentally thrown away this valuable typewriter.
And this banjo.
You said you'd go through this in 3 to 4 hours max.
I know. I was off by a little. I'm guessing it may take a little longer. Maybe 3 to 4 weeks.
All right, back to work. Someone will want this.
I don't know if any of you all have buried anything in your walls. I certainly haven't in my house. But, you know, we've all heard that story about that number one of Action Comics that was found behind a wall about 3 or 4 years ago. Some contractor found it, and I think it sold for about $50,000. It wasn't in great shape, but you never know what people might find in their walls. You ever hidden anything in your walls? Well, maybe you've got so much stuff. Maybe it's time for you to downsize. And so, you know, I have a free resource called The Right Sizing Guide, which is how to get rid of all that stuff. How do I decide what to do with any individual thing I have? Recently, I spoke at the Fairfax and at the Village of Rockville, and these are a couple of retirement communities here in the area, and spoke about how do I decide what to get rid of? Do I get rid of the banjo? Do I get rid of the typewriter? How do I keep the memories alive and pass those along generationally, even if I don't have the stuff anymore? Well, that's what I talk about in The Right Sizing Guide. You want a copy? Send it to you for free. 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com. I'll send it out to you. One more break here and we'll wrap it up next.